grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. From the epistle for this day, Acts chapter 7, verses 56 through 60. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. From ancient times, this day after Christmas Day has been kept in remembrance of Saint Stephen, the first martyr. And so we sing in one of our Christmas carols, "Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen." Preaching on this day more than 1,500 years ago, the North African pastor Saint Fulgentius had this to say: "Yesterday the holy angels rejoiced in singing, 'Glory to God in the highest.' Today they rejoice to receive Stephen into their company. Yesterday, the Lord who came forth from the virgin's womb. Today, Stephen is delivered from the bonds of his mortal body. Yesterday, Christ was for our sake wrapped in swaddling clothes. Today, he clothes Stephen with the robe of immortality. Yesterday, the newborn Christ lay in a narrow manger. Today, Stephen enters victorious into the boundless heaven. Our King descended to our low estate that he might set his servants such as Stephen in high places." To put it in the simplest words, God came down to earth as Mary's child so that Stephen and all who liked Stephen placed their trust and hope in Jesus might go at last to heaven. Because the Son of God came down to earth, we children of the earth stand under the open heaven. Saint Stephen cried out, "I see the heavens open and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." And we sing in one of our Christmas hymns, "He opens us again the door of paradise today. The angel guards the gate no more. To God our thanks we pay." And so in a cold and often heartless world, we're called to be witnesses to the generosity of God, the love of God. "Love your enemies," Jesus said. And Saint Stephen did just that. He loved his enemies, praying as life was so brutally taken from him. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And in that way, St. Stephen echoed the prayer of the crucified Lord. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And in praying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, St. Stephen echoed the dying prayer of the Lord Jesus. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The author of the book of Acts, St. Luke, tells us that the witnesses to Stephen's cruel death laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul, whom you and I know as Saint Paul. And I don't think it's stretching a point to surmise that Stephen's Christ-like love for his enemies planted that day in the heart of Saul, who was then Christ's sworn enemy, a seed that would burst into life when the risen Lord of mercy appeared to his enemy Saul on the road to Damascus and called him to be, like Stephen, his witness, a witness to his generosity and his forgiving love. St. Paul himself wrote, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich." St. Paul also wrote, "To live is Christ, and to die is gain." And like St. Stephen, Paul sealed his witness to the Savior with his own blood. As we keep this feast of St. Stephen, I remember some words which Sir Thomas More addressed to those who had just condemned him to be beheaded. And this is what Sir Thomas More had to say. Just as Stephen and Saul, then Christ's enemy, are now happily together in heaven, so I pray for you who have condemned me, that you may be forgiven, and that we all may together merrily meet together in heaven. Like Saint Stephen, the first martyr, you and I are called to be witnesses in what we say and what we do to the love born of Mary, the love that is stronger than death. "I see the heavens open," Stephen cries out, "and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." We live under the open heaven. Christ came to earth that we might go to heaven, and so we sing in that beautiful Christmas carol, "Oh, where shall joy be found? Where but on heavenly ground?" There the angels singing with all his saints unite, sweetest praises bringing in heavenly joy and light. Oh, that we were there. Oh, that we were there. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.